You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
There's a world of gadgets and technology out there to help blind and partially sighted people with everyday tasks, but what do you do with your old tech once it's not needed anymore? Joining me now from Sight Loss Shropshire is charity manager Swan Starr Snodgrove. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello.
Well, to start, Swan, tell us a bit about the work of Sight Loss Shropshire.
Sight Loss Shropshire, we do what it says on the tin, really. We support visually impaired people across Shropshire, including Telford and Beacon. We've been going for over 100 years. So we do things like living over sight loss courses. We do a lot of fun social events. We work with visually impaired young people. And we do a lot of tech. And more recently, we started an equipment rehoming service.
And the equipment rehoming service that you're now providing, how did that come about?
It came about in the shape of people phoning us and saying, my nan passed away and she's got this big video magnifier, can we have it? So at the time we had a shared office, and as we didn't say no to anything, things started clogging up under my desk. Every time I kicked the wrong box, a talking clock would start howling the time at me. So we thought, hang on, is there not a different way of doing this? Is there no one here who takes these sort of pieces and rehomes them? And the answer was no, there wasn't. Obviously, we then thought, like, well, a lot of the items here, they're actually worth a lot of money as well, really. And we started taking them to our events, to our courses. But it was a very inefficient way of running it, really. So we decided to recruit a volunteer. We started having bigger offices. So we created a bit of a storage space. And the way it works now is somebody wants to rehome an item, they contact us. We can either send them a free postage label if it's a small item, or our DBS volunteer, DBS check volunteer, can go and collect the item from their home as well. So even if you can't lift, say, like a video magnifier or talking kitchen scales, whatever it is, we can help with that. It's a door-to-door service, really. So that volunteer then would take the items, would clean them, would check they're working, would pad test them. Then they all go on our website, sightlossshropshire.org.uk, look for equipment rehoming. So there's a description of each item on there that's ready for rehoming, a picture as well, if that's of any use to you. And all you have to do then on the other side, get in touch with us and say, I'm interested in Robert's radio, or this these talking skates would be really useful for me. And again, if it's a small item, fairly easy to explain, we'll just post it out to you. If it's something of more value, or something that might need setting up, a volunteer can come to someone's home, set it up, make sure it works all right, make sure they understand how it works. He might have downloaded some instructions, a manual online, really. So we really make sure that it lands somewhere where people can still make use of it. So lots of benefits to this. It's a complete door-to-door service, and it saves a lot of items going simply into landfill as well.
And what kinds of equipment can be rehomed? Are there certain items that are sort of good for this service, or things that you don't accept?
So by and large, if you can make sure they are in working order, that's all right. It's sight loss specific items. So we're not running a car boot sale here. So anything that is sight loss related, we try and stay clear from anything that involved, obviously, anything to do sort of with medical items, so pill dispensers, that sort of thing, things that might have been around your faces, maybe not those sort of things. But by and large, if you're not sure, give us a call and we'll sort it out for you. Any assistive kit, anything that was useful for you, to you during your sight loss. So we have things on our lists like Robert's radios, talking food thermometers, talking kitchen scales. We've got some really large, valuable video magnifiers here. So some of them go up to a value of £6,000. If anyone wants those for free, they're just here. They're here for grabs. And you can also come if you're not sure which item is right for you, make an appointment with us and our volunteer will go through what might be suitable for you in our offices as well, if you can make it out, really.
What types of technology have you found to be in highest demand so far? Are there some items that you keep hearing that people are on the lookout for?
The thing that always goes in the blink of a heartbeat is handheld video magnifiers. So like a handheld Clover magnifier, that sort of thing. They're really, really popular. Or little desk stand devices. So if anyone has any of those that they can't use anymore, they get snapped up really quickly and we're really grateful for them.
Is it a chance as well for people to get to try bits of technology that might have been out of reach previously? A lot of assistive technology often comes with quite a high price tag.
It does, absolutely. And what we find is we still can support people financially a little bit and give some contributions to some items. But not everybody is sort of very comfortable with this approach. But people are a lot happier sort of picking up a pre-loved item and giving it a new home, really. And that's the beauty of it. It's a win-win-win situation for everyone.
Well, if someone in Shropshire would like to donate old or unwanted and working equipment, how can they do that?
Just get in touch. Our phone number is 0777 8956 096, or our email is admin@sightlossshropshire.org.uk. There's a triple S in there somewhere.
And where's the best place to find more information about all of the work of Sight Loss Shropshire?
Just have a nose in our website, sightlossshropshire.org.uk. We are on all your usual social medias as well.
From Sight Loss Shropshire, charity manager Swan Star Slargrove. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Bye-bye.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.